What was that?
Yeah.
Is that the tape starting up?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Is that the tape starting up? This light was absolutely perfect.
Yes.
Until I started to put. Start and set the tape going.
Mum, you want another disco?
Yeah. Yeah. There we are. This is just sorted it. For the time being, anyway. Just say something to me, please, don't you?
Hello, Jean.
Say something else, please.
I love you.
Oh, yeah, she could say more things like that.
I hate you.
No, well, that's not nice.
Who can hear that?
Pardon?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Don't look quite there.
Birdie's quite there. Not me. There are times I don't hear things, I admit that.
There's times when they're in there.
I think there's always times when people can't hear something for one reason or another.
I know. I
know, well, you get quite a lot of wax in your ears.
I think we can hear a flashing light.
Oh no, it seems you're asking that, doesn't it?
No, that light getting on now.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh yes, it has gone off, you're right. Well, there's nothing I can do about it because...
Coat hanger,
that's what we used the other day, didn't we?
And it worked?
Well, for a while, but you see, it's like now, it's working perfectly. I mean, when I set it up, everything's fine. And then I can glance again and it isn't, and then I go near it and it works again. There's obviously a loose, what's called a loose connection somewhere, Thomas.
Yeah, there must be a loose connection. Well, if you need to come to my house,
yes.
I'll tell her.
We've got a loose connection. Well, I have said before, but it seems to be all right. You know, this is a very strange thing.
Keep on, you missies!
It seems to be when we walk away it goes off. It must like somebody there, mustn't it?
Yes.
It's not quite how we get past that. Unless I've got this chair here with all clean shirts hanging on the back. There we are.
Is it on?
Yes. It thinks it's a person standing there. We'll just keep glancing at it and check it, just in case it goes off. It's like the radio. The radio in the kitchen is very odd because most of the time... Oh no, it's gone off. Most of the time the radio in the kitchen works perfectly.
No, just a minute.
No, and then... But other times it won't work where I was going, so I have to bring it down on the worktop.
You go and I will stay here.
Well, you can't stay there all the time, Tom, because you need your breakfast. We've got
one more breakfast, one more breakfast chair.
Oh, no, no. Right, what's your time for your breakfast, Thomas? You're blowing up a little balloon now, aren't you?
That's disgusting.
It tastes disgusting, does it?
Mm.
Right, I'm going to just...
No, I hate balloons.
Sorry?
No, I hate balloons.
You don't hate balloons. But they do taste a bit strange after a while, don't you? Oh, this is really getting me down.
I'm an expert. Look at this, then. Mum, this. I'm an expert.
An expert? Catching balloons.
Not so fast.
Right, I'm going to just stop this a minute. Right, Sam, would you like to come to the table, please?
No, no!
Right, are you having toast first or cereal first?
Cereal. I just want cereal.
Do you know what toast is like?
No, I hate cereal and I hate toast.
Don't hate toast. don't look at it while we're eating. We can look at it after we're eating.
No, you do.
No, Thomas.
You do.
I don't look at your books.
No, but you look at your books.
No, occasionally I have a glance at the newspaper, but...
I want a glance at a book.
Look, there's a letter there that I should put away safely.
I'm going to have a glance at this.
Well, we'll read that and then we'll get some breakfast, shall we?
No, I want a glance at it. I want a glance at it. There, finished.
Right, OK, we'll have breakfast and we'll glance at the box. Yes? A good word, glance.
Glance to the room.
Which cereal, Thomas?
The loops, can I pour them out?
Yes.
Where's the bowl? Where's the bowl for me?
On your head, Thomas. What are we doing? It's awful. Right.
I want to
now you pour, but you don't put your hand in the bowl, in the tub, okay?
Pour.
I'll get you a drink as well.
There.
Thomas, don't be silly, otherwise I shall do it.
Oh.
Right, come on, I'm doing it now. Right, we'll do it properly then.
Got 15 there.
15? I think you need more than 15. It's usually 16 with you, with everything. Is that because you ate one before?
Mm.
All right. 16 take off one is... Is what?
I don't know.
15. I thought that's why you were saying you're 15, because usually you say 16 of everything. And you'd eaten one, hadn't you? Can't find the lid for your beakers on this one. I have to just give this one a little rinse.
I want a twirly one.
No. Huh. You're having that. And what you say? You aren't very rude.
Oh, my nose!
No, you don't need any more. Now, would you like some milk on it?
Mm.
Pardon?
That means yes, please.
Well, you're not better saying yes, please, in that case. Yes, is your drink nice?
Oh, lots and lots of milky.
Anyway, you can have a little bit more later if you like. Well, we can stay this morning. Good conversationalist, don't you? No, we must say other things. I'm eating the cereal that Mona and Grandad think is absolutely wonderful.
Oh.
No, you don't mean mmm. Oh, was fine. And they brought...
On the shiny show,
And they brought this for us.
No, we bought it.
Pardon?
We bought it.
No, we didn't buy it. Mum and Grandad bought it.
No, we did with them.
No, they brought us a box. It is quite nice. I like that cereal with the nuts in. You know the one that's not good for me because it's full of calories and fat and all sorts of things.
Mm.
And so I don't tend to eat that at breakfast time. I have it sometimes in the evening, instead of having a biscuit, or sometimes at the end of a meal. I just feel like something else. It's quite nice. I never have milk on it.
What honey
lumps
do you like when you put them in the oven?
Honey lumps? I don't know.
Put one in. Go on.
Oh, when we next got the oven in, I'll put the honey loop in. Yeah. It'll come out hot, won't it?
Yeah, but will it be black?
Well, if we left it in the oven long enough so it burns, it would be black. But I'm not sure. It would definitely be hot, whatever. I'm not sure whether it'd come out very crispy and very hard, or whether it would just sort of go vzzz. You know, like it does when you put milk on and they all go soft.
Mm. It won't go like this. It'll go like this, Mum.
So I'm not putting the oven on just to heat it one honey loop. When we've next got the oven on, remind me, won't you? Mm. Very quiet everywhere this morning.
Yeah. Hope Brandon got
with his drill. Mm. No, they usually do, don't they?
I can hear the squirrel. Squirrel helicopter.
I can't hear it. I can hear something, but I didn't think it sounded like a helicopter.
Look. Mm-hmm. I'll show you what I did. The shiny shoe. Ah! Mm. Where's my head gone?
Where's your head gone? You're making little characters with the honey loops, aren't you?
Do this, Mum. I'm in the shower. Ah!
What are you doing now?
And my little man fell down the drain.
Who fell down the drain?
My man.
Your man? The little man you made?
Ah!
What do you mean, you swallowed the honey nut loop or he fell back into the milk?
He went like this, Mum. Ouch! Where's my ears? Shiny show, kill mommy. You idiot.
This is not nice, is it?
And the snuggy show.
And the snuggy show.
Mommy.
And the snuggy show. You call me snuggy, don't you? Snuggy hair. She likes using my hair as a comfort blanket.
Ah.
Talking of which, when we've had breakfast, I want to go and dry my hair. Cause it's like, Thomas, don't do that with your spoon, please. Your spoon has milk on it. Put it down.
I just had two honey loops tied on together and rolled away. Where are you?
They fell off the spoon? Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't tip your spoon up like that. Keep it over the bowl. Because when you do, the milk runs down the spoon, down the handle, onto your hands. Then your arms. Drips. It does, yes. Hmm. I haven't got milk on my cereal and it's quite hard to eat.
Good luck.
You're not being very nice to me today, aren't you? Why is that?
You should have had milk on that.
I don't particularly like milk.
Then?
I don't particularly like milk. I like milk on cornflakes.
I got on honey loop.
No. I just don't really like milk on cereal. And is it dry or I put fruit juice in like orange juice? But we haven't got any orange juice in the fridge, do we?
No.
I can't make any because I haven't got any oranges. You sure it's good? Mm. You're showing me up to me now. You're still feeling a bit tired?
Yeah. But you're not.
No, I'm not feeling tired. But I feel a bit itchy. Got to get some tablets.
Stop rubbing and itching.
No, I'm not rubbing. I feel like rubbing. And this happens sometimes when you have tablets.
Yep.
You get what's called an allergic reaction. It means the tablets don't suit you. There's something in the tablets that your body doesn't like. And what it does what's happened to Mummy's arms and neck and legs. Look, absolutely covered in a rash.
I hope I won't. I hope I don't.
Oh no, but you're not on these tablets, are you? So I've had to stop taking the tablets. And I've got to have... You know those little tablets I have in the summer to stop me getting hay fever and the ones that I have to have when I start touching Purdy?
Yeah.
Allergy tablets and dihistoria tablets. Mm. I've got to take those now. To stop taking the other tablets and take those. Mm. That's why I had a nice cool bath this morning. Because it was really driving me mad. And last night... I got it. Well, yes, I was. I got a bottle of calamine lotion. I'll show you it later. It's pink lotion in a bottle.
Oh, I don't like pink. Stop it. I said something else pink.
What?
This house.
This house? This house isn't pink.
I see something in this house that's pink.
Oh, yes, there are things in the house that are pink. What can you see?
Donut packet.
That's a different shade of pink though, isn't it? That's a very bright cerise. Cerise pink.
When
you had chicken pox.
And
you had lots of spots. You were very itchy and I bought calamine lotion from the chemist and with cotton wool. I just dabbed it all over your skin. And the first time you said, oh, I don't like it. And then I think you realised that actually it didn't sting, it just cooled your skin and made the itching better. And so in the end, so when you had chicken, whenever you saw the bottle of calamine then, you quite liked it because you knew it was going to help. And last night I was going mad and I suddenly thought, Thomas's calamine. So I took it out of the first aid box and I put it all over my arms and my legs and my neck.
Did it sting?
No. It just doesn't smell very nice.
Oh, that sting gone.
I think you'd remember the smell if you smelled it again.
Remember the sting that dried on.
I'm telling you, it helped a lot, so that was good.
Was it that school play?
Mm.
Oh. Magic complex.
I've forgotten what it's called, but it's a cereal that's got all sorts of little bits in it. It's called something like Just Right, or I don't know, because we put it in a storage container and I've thrown the packet away. It's got bits of very small cornflakes, bits of oats. It's got something like raisins in it.
And wheat.
Wheat. All sorts of bits and pieces.
We can eat.
What?
Not bits of screws and nuts.
Oh no, it's not got nuts and screws, it's things you can eat, bits and pieces of things you can eat.
Like donuts, sweeties, different sweets.
Mm. I don't think it's got donuts and sweets in it, do you?
It could
have, but I don't think it does have. Thomas, you slipping your milk from the bowl? Now that was a made up one, don't you, silly?
No.
No, stop messing about, that's what happened. Right, get the milk off that beaker, please. Come on.
Where?
No, it's spoon, Thomas.
I'm nearly finished
as well.
I'm winning.
But I'm eating nicely.
Yay!
Very good. Now what would you like? Pop your spoon back in the bowl, please.
I would like a donut. When Daddy came back with them. No, I'm not surprised.
Did you?
No.
Well, you probably asked him for them. I thought he wasn't buying anything like that. Thomas, will you just be quiet? You're at the table, now behave yourself.
No, not definitely. Nick, Nick! Nick! I want a big one.
Thomas, now stop it so you won't get any. Just behave yourself. It's gone beyond being funny. You're not being polite. You're being very silly. Now stop it. You're having a meal.
On the shiny boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
not much sugar on it.
Good. Right, do you want to pop in the microwave a minute? It's a little bit hard now. Does it feel a bit hard? Shall I pop it in the microwave, Thomas? Put it on your plate then, please.
Round goes the honey loop.
Yeah, it's only a few seconds now. I don't know whether it's made any difference or not. There we are. I've only put it in for 10 seconds. And it doesn't, it only feels slightly warm. I didn't want to heat it up too much because otherwise the jam in the middle would get hot and it would burn you. Has it softened it up a little bit?
Is it harder?
It has not.
Yes, it does.
Putting things in the microwave can make it harder if they cool down again. But when it comes out, it should be nice and soft and warm. Perhaps I didn't put it in for long enough. So it'll make this a little bit better to eat. Look at all those boys walking past. Think they're going on a trip somewhere.
Gosh, me. Did you know what I said?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Funny enough, I did hear it, Thomas.
When I was watching telly, something went bang right on the roof.
Did it?
Yep.
Might have been a squirrel on it or Molly.
No, it was like this.
Well, the other thing that happens is bits of leaves and all sorts of things end up in the gutters, in the guttering at the top of the house. And sometimes I've seen magpies sitting in the guttering. And they're obviously looking for either bits of food or something to build a nest with. And with their beaks, they sort of have a good route through all this stuff in the gutter. And the other day when I was in there, a magpie knocked something out of the gutter and it landed with a big thud on the roof, and that's what it was.
Ah.
But we do have squirrels jumping up. And also Molly, the cat from next door. Very often jumps on the roof and runs across.
He jumps over the wall again, he jumps even higher.
So all sorts of things can cause a thud up there. Did it frighten
you? I want it colder.
Are you joking about, please? Put it
in the colder machine.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Put it in the colder machine.
But it's in the colder machine. You mean the fridge?
Yes.
I think
mine doesn't have much sugar.
Well, they're supposed to be eaten on the day of purchase, but we can't get through a bag of donuts, can we, between us? No. They've been hanging around a few days. They've not gone off, but they just dry up a bit. And I feel very full now, do you?
No.
Would you like another one? Yes?
I'll check it has lots and lots of sugar.
It's not good for you, lots and lots of sugar, is it? Thomas, eat out of your plate.
With every teeny house in my house made of sugar.
Why, because you'd eat it all? I think you probably would, wouldn't you?
I'll just nibble a
workbench
for sugar.
That one's got sugar.
Look out
of it. Thomas. And that one has.
I want more.
No, excuse me. What have you said?
Please.
I want.
Please, can I have that one?
Please, may I have you?
Oh, yes. Yummy.
Is it sticky?
Very sugary.
Sugary? I think I am tired now. You said before, was I tired? And I said, no. I think we've had a big breakfast and just sitting here. And it's not nice outside. Have you seen it?
Dolly Dolla.
It's quite dull, isn't it? Might brighten up later.
I thought, have you seen our sunflower? We've got some sun.
Pardon?
We've got some sun.
We've got some sun, even though it's miserable outside, the sunflower. I've got your model sunflower on the mirror. We've always got sun in the house, haven't we? Is that what... sorry.
Even when you're glum, there's some sun.
Even when you're glum, there's some sun.
still on this bit.
Okay. Have you seen all the ironing that's hanging around the place?
Mm-hmm.
When we stayed up late last night and did lots and lots and lots of ironing.
I lie down on them.
I don't think you did, because it's all hanging up. Or there's a
neat, yeah, I did.
There's a neat pile there and it's not moved.
I lie down on it.
Well, you haven't disturbed it, because it's all beautifully folded like it was when I left it.
I disturbed it, what would happen?
I'd get very annoyed.
Like you always do.
Like I always do.
Say that often.
I know, he's really grumpy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Thomas. Well, you'll get days when we feel a bit grumpy, don't we?
Especially Daddy.
Well, the thing is, Thomas, Daddy works hard and he has to leave early in the morning to get to work. And the traffic's terrible. Sometimes it can be very stressful just getting to work because you're stuck in queues and you've got people doing silly things on the road. And then when he gets to work, he works hard, he's busy. And then he comes home and sometimes he just wants to relax a little bit. And, you know, if we do things that make him a bit irritable, you know, sometimes I think he'd just like to come home and have a little rest and a read of his paper and watch the news in peace, and we don't let him, do we?
No.
So, you know, he's not always grumpy.
He always watches the news.
Yes, but the news is important, Thomas. As you're growing up, you realise it's important to watch the news, or at least listen to the news, or read about things to know what's happening in the world. Not everything, I mean, lots of things that's from the news. They're not important, but a lot are important and affect things that we do and affect our future. Is that very nice? No.
A little hand to get ready to go.
All right, well, we'll wash your hands in a moment.
We'll have a little jam.
Now, stop that. I didn't smack you, but what do you say?
Smack me.
I went like that with my hand to say that is naughty.
And why did you smack me there?
Thomas, I didn't. But you have just been very rude. What?
You didn't smack me. I didn't smack myself.
I know you didn't smack yourself and I didn't smack you. I went like that with my hand to say, what do you say?
Oh,
don't be silly. I didn't even touch you.
Someone touched me.
I don't see how it can possibly hurt. Well, there's a telephone now. You're playing with your Lego tractor and trailer now. That was Luke's mummy on the phone.
I know.
Double check that you need to go round to their house this afternoon.
Why?
Well, because she must have told Luke that you're going round. You must be looking forward to it.
I must check. Hope he's not got chicken pox.
No, he's not got chicken pox.
No, but you might think, oh, I hope Thomas has not got chicken pox.
So she just said that Luke was very excited about you going, so she thought she'd better double check that you were going, because if something happened and you weren't, then she would have to tell Luke so he wouldn't be disappointed. And I said, oh, don't worry, he'll be there. So we'll walk around this afternoon.
I'm a lift round.
A lift round? Well, I don't know how you're going to have a lift, because we've no car here. Daddy's got the car at work.
Ask
her. Oh, no, Thomas, don't be silly. It's not a brilliant day, but it's not a day when we really need a lift. Now, could you just finish this tiny drop of cheese, please, and I can get washed up. And you be a very good boy, please, and very polite. Tally there. Okay. We need really to go to Lynn's house as well at some point.
Why?
I hope to drop something off for her. I need to give her some money.
Why do you pay Lynn?
Well, because she looks after you for me one day a week.
You don't pay Lynn for me.
No, that's completely different, Thomas. One afternoon every week, when Mummy's at work, it's only one afternoon because I know Grandpa pick you up one afternoon and Lynn picks you up the other. But it's an afternoon when I can't pick you up. Lynn collects you, takes you home, gives you your tea, and that's an arrangement that we've come to. We made this arrangement a long time ago that if Lynn does that little job for me, I will give her something in return. Now, Luke's mum is completely different because Luke's mum rang up and said, well, Thomas likes to come round for his tea and play with Luke. And, I mean, it's not a day when I'm asking her to pick you up. It's just you're going round there later on to play.
See you later on. Yeah, I want to do this later on.
No, not yet.
Not me!
If I invite your friends round for tea, I don't then give the mums a bill, do I? Because it's only like, you know, when you used to go to Mrs. Platford's in Disbury, the nursery.
Yeah.
You used to have a nice time there, didn't you, playing and having lunch and everything. And Mummy had to pay for you to go, because I was actually wanting somebody to look after you.
I loved Platford.
I know you did, and Zoe, we liked Zoe, didn't we?
I liked Zoe less than Mrs. Platford.
I know you did. Well, the thing is, Mrs. Platford was a bit older, and she was also the owner, Thomas. And it's like anybody in charge of anything, they have to be a little bit strict just to make sure everything's in control. It's like, you know, teachers at school.
Very bossy.
Well, sometimes you have to be just to keep people in control, like me when I get bossy.
Like you always do.
Like I always do.
I do. Right.
So Mrs. Platford maybe couldn't relax quite as much as Zoe did because she had all the worry of looking after all the children and making sure everything went right and looking after her staff and the building.
If it was not under control.
Of course it was under control. If it was not, Mrs. Platford would be the one that had to... There's an expression called carry the can, which means, you know, the book stops with her. She's the one in charge. Say what? The vitamin tablet.
No more vitamins for me.
No, you only have one a day, don't you? Is that the last one?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's something to put on our shopping list, isn't it?
Yes, vitamins.
Vitamins, Thomas. What's happened to your language?
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you something else while we're talking about Mrs. Catford and Luke's room. Do you remember the other ladies that worked there?
Yeah.
There were Sarah and Sandy and Bernie.
Oh. And Rossi.
And who?
Flossie.
No.
Rossi.
Now, Sarah, is Sarah Freddie's mum?
Yeah.
Remember that little boy, Freddie, and he used to drive that superb car, didn't they? Well, Luke's mum and Freddie's mum, Sarah, are best friends. So when you see Luke's mum this afternoon, you could always say, we've been talking about Mrs. Platford's nursery. And I wonder how Sarah and Freddie are. I should be able to tell us, because she knows her very well. Was Freddie a nice little boy?
No.
No? You saw him at Luke's party, actually, didn't you? Did you remember me?
No. I was bigger than then.
You were a little bit old, yes, because I think Freddie is possibly still at nursery now, going to school. next year, so you're a year ahead of him, really, aren't you? My memories are from...
You will be four when I'm six.
You'll be four when you're five, probably. My memories of Freddie were when we used to wait sometimes on Burnish Lane for Sarah. On certain days when Sarah was obviously going to work and she had Freddie in the back of that big car. Because it was sort of a high up car, wasn't it? It was a, I don't know what sort it was. But he just used to sit in his little child seat and peer out the back window and wave, didn't he, as they drove past. And even when Freddie's a big man.
A very old man.
A very old man. Well, if he's a very old man, I probably won't see him. But when he's a big man, I shall still think, oh, there's Freddie that used to drive past in that little car and wave at me. Do you think he'd like to be remembered for that?
Mm.
Didn't he?
Well, you snoop down in my house, but I won't see you.
What, do you want me to sit down in your house, but you won't see me? Why won't you see me? I'll sit down.
When you're dead, when you swoop down...
When I'm dead, when I swoop down?
See me when you're an angel.
I hope so. That would be nice to think when I was an angel I could still see my parents.
See that, Freddy?
Well, you don't know. I've not been an angel. Perhaps I never will be.
Everybody that are dead are angels.
Are they? Well, that would be nice then, wouldn't it? I like that. If I could watch you as an old man tottering around with a walking stick.
What?
And I'm floating around as an angel. I'd be able to keep my eye on you. Just think, for the rest of your life, when you burp, you remember to say pardon, because even though you think I'm not watching, I'd be an angel saying, that's my Thomas and he's not saying pardon. So you remember your manners, because Mummy might always be able to watch over you. You never know, do you? My equipment, sweetheart. Now we've got this orange light working, we don't want any mishaps.
We don't want any discos.
Any discos, no, just think it's having a disco, it flashes away, doesn't it? On, off, it thinks it's just gone off. Seriously, it's just gone off when I said that. Don't touch it.
God,
what do you call them, TikToks, you know, indicators, flashing amber light. As long as it doesn't start making... Thomas, don't touch.
Oh, I'm safe from Mother.
Because you know how I say I shall watch you? What do you mean? Be listening to this. She'll know if you touch the equipment and turn anything off. Ah. You know how Janine to talk to. Aren't you?
I'm an old man!
Right, have you finished with that box?
It's not that light.
Where? Oh, we've met, have we? Oh dear, dear. Thank you for being observant, right. I'll have to stop now in that case. Thomas, are you talking about Lynn before has reminded me?
Pardon?
You talking about Lynn before has reminded me? I'd like you to sign a little card for her, please.
Why?
Well, I just would like you to sign this card.
I don't want to.
Come on, Tom, please.
It will kill me.
It won't kill you. Come on. Come on, look at this. It's a nice thank you card.
Money.
No. Come on, won't you write this little card? You don't give her money, I give her money. And we give her presents occasionally. We've got a little gift for her. With these nice candles. Come on, Thomas, please. And then once you sign this, we can choose a birthday card for Zoe, because it's her birthday tomorrow. Are you driving?
Yes, I am.
It's a wheel. Well, she's coming in a skip lorry. Is that what it is, a skip lorry?
Mum, I'm so silly because I've got a little trailer with nothing on.
Oh, well, that's not so silly, is it? Well, when you get here, look, I'll show you this colour my lotion as well. Just come and have a smell of this. Right, it looks sort of whitey in the bottle, actually. I remember it being pink, but it's more white. Right, just have a smell. Right, so I'm going to dab a little, look, I'm going to pop a drop on cotton wool.
Where are you going to put it here? We're going to put it on.
Oh, I'm going to put it on me, not on you.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to put a little drop there. There, can you see that lotion?
It's pink.
It's pink, right. And the cotton wool's gone pink. Just smell it. Do you remember this smell? You remember the smell?
Poof, yes.
I can't remember whether you actually smelt of this when you were wearing it or not. So I don't want to put too much on. It was all right last night when I was in the house. I didn't mind putting some on. So I don't want to put lashings on now if I'm going out. So everybody will be, use that calamine lotion smelling person. Do you remember that?
No.
What was it we were reading the other day? Or was it on the tweenies when somebody said something about chicken pox and they said, but I'm not a chicken.
Jake.
And the grown-up said, you don't have to be a chicken to get chicken pox. Right. Right, Tom, there you go. That's Thomas. Could you just sign this? Look at this lovely card. It's only very small. Come on, pop your body here.
So weak.
Can you still smell it? Yes, you will be able to. On my arm, you'll be able to smell it on my arm. Look.
Yeah.
Right. Look at this. Thank you. It says thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And is that you giving Len a big hug?
No.
Is it not?
No.
Oh. Right. Could you just put your name on there? Just across the bottom.
I'm going to do it very quick.
No, you're going to do it nicely, Thomas. Do it nicely, please. And I shall then write above it. So just start on there. That side only. Only that side. No, not at the top, Tom, because I need to write that. No, start here. That's right.
We're doing the best, sir.
Well, you need an app first, don't you? That's right. You're doing your best, sir. Just carefully concentrate, Thomas, please. Right, now put your... Listen, you've put the line of the T, of the H on the wrong side, haven't you? The line on the H goes there. Just try and practice on the back of that envelope.
No, don't.
Come on, that's a H.
No, don't.
Well, you won't learn if you don't practice, Thomas, and try. Come on, we'll find a... No, let's just start to go off. We'll find a card for Zoe now.
Oh,
I'm not
going to write anymore.
No, you don't have to write this one. I'm writing this one. But let's choose a nice one for you. You look a bit grumpy today.
Just
want to
play.
Oh, come
and
play then.
With you.
I wanted to play before and you just came back and sat in your chair.
I'm running to the building. I'm running to the building site.
Right, we've got to find a nice car for the girl who's going to be two.
Yeah, he's running this for two and I'll be fine and then I'll be six. Ha!
Right. Yes, you're growing up quickly, Tom, aren't you? Think to that.
Okay. I still smell.
Can you? It must smell awful in that case then. Oh look, there's a nice one here that says surprise, surprise. That's got lots of little bears on it in balloons. Do you think she'd like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, Talking of balloons, have you just let a balloon go?
Pardon?
Did you just let a balloon go then?
No.
What was that noise?
No.
Did you not hear it?
Yeah, I didn't hear.
What was it?
I don't know. I didn't burst the balloon.
No, you didn't burst it. Did you not blow one up and then let it go?
No. Look, Mum.
I'm
not hiding anything.
In
this hand there's a battery.
There's an old battery in that hand. Okay.
Wonder what it was.
I don't know. Which top would you like to wear when you go out later?
Out, I don't know.
Do you want a plain one?
Plain.
Or you dig a one? Or a stripy one?
Right, digger one.
The digger one. Okay, the blue shorts.
Mm.
Okie dokie.
Play with me.
I'm just getting a card.
We're playing Daring Time.
Oh, look, there's a Winnie the Pooh one. Have a special birthday. Do you think she'd like that one?
Don't know.
Do you like this one?
I don't like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, no, but you're not a little girl. It's going to be two. Have a look at the card, please.
No, I think... No, I don't like it.
No, it's not for you. It's to send to somebody else. Do you think she'll like it if I tell her?
No, I don't think she would.
I've got one that says one today and one that says three today. Look at this one. You like this one?
Oh.
Is that? Yeah. Thomas the Tank Engine with a badge saying, I am three today. Because I haven't got one.
It
says two today.
Donk.
So I think it'll have to be that one, Thomas.
Which one?
This one. Winnie the Pooh one. That one, the Winnie the Pooh. Okay. And you can pop your name on the bottom of this one.
Uh-oh. And I don't wonder why I put names on
you. No, because you sign this. It's all practice, Thomas.
Oh, you.
No, because I can write
I'm
my
not
name.
Doing it.
No, you need to practice. Don't you?
I can draw on the battery. Look, I do that mark.
Well, that's all right, because I'd like to do something on this card.
I'm
going to
write my name on the battery.
What are you writing?
I'm doing some of that.
I like to play on the other side. Are you writing or drawing or scribbling?
Scribbling. I love scribbling, don't I?
You do. Right, I shall write Jean and Peter.
And Thomas.
And... You can write Thomas. Come and write it on here, please. Come,
then
we'll address...
Dad needs to do...
Daddy's written enough. And then we'll put a stamp on it and go and post it.
No.
Come on, Thomas, please.
No.
Come on, you have to practice your name.
No, I already practiced my name at school.
Yes, I know, but you've got to do it so you can do it just like that. I'll tell you what,
I don't feel like it.
No, it doesn't matter. I often don't feel like doing things. The M is absolutely fantastic. I've never seen you do such a good M on your name. But what I'd like to do is this time do the H, so the little stick on the H is at the right side. H for house, because the first thing you see is the side of the house when you walk up to it. Come on, please, Tom. Come on, otherwise we're not going to do anything else today. We've got to do chores and jobs first before we have fun.
Stop.
You keep on. Oh, steady my microphone. Come on. Come on, it won't take you in a minute.
Help.
Concentrate on this.
Help.
Right, come on, Thomas.
I'm getting out of it.
No, you're not. And don't spoil Zoe's card, because it's a nice card, and I've written very neatly. Now, you're in
custom. Surprise, surprise.
No, it says, have a special birthday. Listen, you little monkey. This card that we didn't choose says surprise, surprise. Now, how do you know that?
Yeah.
You know more than you let on, don't you? This
like,
one. This is the one we didn't send, and it says surprise, surprise. This is the one we are sending, and it says have a special birthday.
I want on this one?
No, this one's most lovely. It's a boy anyway. It's got all boys lining up to hand him presents. Right, we've put Dear Zoe, wishing you a happy
Christmas. No, that's good.
Well, yes, there might be girls. I mean, you girls go to boys' parties and boys go to girls. But what's meaning is there are more boys lining up to give presents. Right, Dear Zoe, wishing you a happy second birthday. We're from Jean and Peter. I should have put Auntie Jean and Uncle Peter. No, Thomas there, please. Just watch your hair now, Thomas. No, slowly and nicely. Very nicely. Good boy. No, the wrong way, Thomas. Just look. Look at this one before you go ahead. Good boy.
This is him. So not really.
Do it slowly and concentrate. Yeah, but that's silly, Thomas. Stop messing about. I do get cross with you. Can you do it when you try? The other M.
I'm not messing.
The other M. Listen.
That's good.
This one was good. This one was absolutely excellent. Right, try the A.
This is good.
Well, it's all right. It's not as good as the other. Try the A. And then this. Now, that is a good A. Right, thank you. Now what does that read?
Thomas.
It's not really an A, that, is it? It's more like a Q.
Q, miss. Q, miss.
Right, now which one do you think is the nicest? The one you've written to Lynn or the one you've written to Zoe?
Zoe,
it isn't. The one you've written to Lynn. And the one you've written to Lynn was the first one. And you're supposed to try even harder on Zoe's card. Thomas, is not good, is it? It doesn't look a little bit like it. Mm. The first one was absolutely wonderful. The next one is not nice at all. Well, thank you for doing it. But listen, we're going to practice this every single day until it's right, Thomas. No, because you mess about. No, your teachers are not happy that you're not writing properly, Thomas. No, they're not, because you're not concentrating. You didn't concentrate then. You've put the her, the line on the her was the wrong way. Again. The o doesn't look like an o. The m is nothing like a m. Lynn's was perfect.
What's a m? That is a proper m.
That is a proper m. What's this look like?
What's on
there? I'll tell you what I think it is.
What? Boop.
Looks like a train tunnel. Don't you think? Anyway, you did it. Thank you very much.
Can you name me, please? Louise. No. Why are you not playing?
Because I'm just finishing off this.
Why will you play after? We'll play after.
I'm not happy with that. If your daddy saw that, he would be very cross, Thomas. You must concentrate more.
Because you don't... I took my turn.
No, you were not. No.
Oh, yes, I was.
No, you did that one quickly without thinking about it.
You're
always saying to me, I wish I could do it. Well, you can do it, just don't spend any time.
No,
those are all brand new ones in there. Right, do you want to look at this now?
No,
you're just signing. No, nothing else to sign. I thought you wanted to look at this morning. The train one or the fire engine one?
I don't know.
This one.
Can I tell your name?
You can.
Oh, there she is.
The book of cars, trucks, planes and trains.
Cat!
Yes, it's the lorry there with a picture of a cat on the side.
What are they making?
Well, it looks like cement's coming out of a cement mixer, doesn't it?
But what's that?
I don't know, darling. Some sort of bridge by the looks of it. Rumble, rumble. Heave, heave. The tractor is pulling a car out of the mud.
I can't type.
Push and shove. The yellow bulldozer is working on the building site. Look how many cars can fit on the car transporter. Six on that one. And how many?
14.
14?
Oh,
you've added the two together, have you?
Yep.
Well, that's absolutely right. Very well done. Clever boy. The cars on top are driven on first. Then they are lifted up, so that more cars can fit on underneath.
And that one.
Like that one, that's right. They go up the ramp there, trundle, trundle. When they're all up there, they must raise that bit, secure it with those ramps, and then load some more on. That's very good.
Choo-choo. Is that an express or London?
And that might be. And it goes... Here comes a long train. It's slowing down as it gets near the station. Stops with a great big hiss. What time is it on the clock at the station?
Nearly lunchtime.
Nearly lunchtime, 11:45.
Look, there's a dust cart.
That's right, the dust cart is squashing all the rubbish so there's room for more. And the noises it's making are crunch, crunch. Look at those dustbin then.
Mm.
Wearing little blue overalls, aren't they?
Mm.
What do you think the pussycat's thinking?
What are the pussycat?
By the dust cart. Do you think she's hoping somebody's dropped some food?
Hmm. Oh. I can't drop some fish.
Hmm.
Not a bit.
Can't stop kissing you, he's so gorgeous.
Get away, get away, get away!
Gorgeous boy. A sports car. And a noisy motorbike, are revving at the traffic lights waiting for them to turn green. That's right, it goes vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. Is that a good motorbike sound?
Good.
Clank, clank, swing, swing, up and up. The crane is lifting a car onto the
boat.
But it begins with sh.
Ship.
Ship, that's right, ship.
Shiver my timbers.
Pardon?
Shiver my timbers.
Pardon?
Shiver my timbers.
Shiver my timbers. Who says that?
Me.
You do.
This is you in a wedding car.
It looks like a wedding car. A long smile.
There's gorgeous mummy.
There's gorgeous mummy.
That's so pink.
The long, smart, gleaming car purrs past. That's called a stretch limousine.
Purdy.
Mm. Purrs past. When an engine runs smoothly, they say it purrs. But this must be a big city because there are all sorts of big buildings with lights flashing on and off. It says, go, left turn, don't walk, 24-hour park, stop.
Why did I don't walk?
Well, it must mean that places like the motorway, you can't walk, can you? Because too many things are happening.
Why has garbage for Coca-Cola bottle?
Well, it's obviously an advert on a building, isn't it? Advertising Coca-Cola or something. It doesn't actually say Coca-Cola, but that's what I thought of when I looked at it, and you obviously did. Faster and faster, faster and faster.
I bet you'll like the next one.
The two racing cars hurtle towards the finishing line. What's the next one?
The blue wind.
I think blue one, yes, number five, the blue one won. Oh,
yes, yes,
poor
yes.
Red didn't.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Can't believe the red one didn't win, because the red one will be mine. There's been a crash and the police car is coming. Beba, beba, beba. And there's an ambulance too, in case anyone's hurt.
Is that a nurse?
No, I think that's a very irate passenger saying, "Wah, you hit my car, you silly person." We're having a watch, aren't we? And look, the people picking fruit up the trees. Can you see the fruit pickers?
Yeah.
What are they collecting?
Apples.
Apples. What do you think they're saying? Look at that.
Can you say that one again?
You jolly one hit my car, you naughty person.
Here you go.
Yeah. Oh. Quick, quick! Here comes a big red fire engine. Wow, wow, wow,
wow. Right, you say
wow. No, I told before about shouting. It's going to help put out the fire. Good heavens. There look to be three separate fires in that building. The army helicopter flies overhead. It's so big it needs two sets of whirly wings. What's the whirly wings called?
Propellers.
That's the noise that was.
Another plane.
Yes, the jumbo jet flies high in the sky.
It's gonna hit this one.
Do you think so? Look at all the controls and dials in the cockpit. Good heavens. Kira Smith studies the pilot, you know, and drives a plane. Flies a plane. Rumble, rumble, louder and louder, rumble and shake. A very long lorry rushes through the desert. What's that?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo, so where do you think it is? Which part
in the desert.
In the desert. Which part of the world do you think it is?
In Redland.
In where?
Redland.
Redland, well the picture's red. Where did Nan and Grandad go?
Australia.
Australia. Do you think that's where it is, with it having a picture of a kangaroo?
Yeah, it's so high you can see the sun and the sun and the moon.
Sun and the moon, right. Let's count down.
5.
No.
10.
Yeah.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Blast off!
The space shuttle is on its way into...
Planet.
Space.
Planet.
Into planet. It says planet. Cars, trucks, planes and trains zoom across desert cities and skies. Yes, children of 3 and above will enjoy this book, but older children can read it too. It's a Tesco book. It's a very nice book, that.
Oh,
well. Let's just see how we
there's
are for time.
There's roadworks here, there's roadworks there. Everywhere there's roadwork. Oh, that roadwork had a road. E-I-E-I-O. On that roadwork had a road. E-I-E-I-O. The road was here and the road there. Everywhere road. Oh, that road he had a road. E-I-E-I-O. Snaggy! Because there's more to it than one.
Oh, no, yes, don't it. Oh, yes, well, be careful.
Oops.